Welcome back to the Divorce Solutions Podcast, everyone. I'm Jamie West from DivorceCom, along with Tracy Miller, veteran family lawyer. And Tracy, it's good to be back with you again. And today we're talking about, well, we're talking about decisions. We don't have to decide on a topic today because the decision is decisions. Get it?
No kidding, eh? Like, and no pun intended, I suppose.
Right. And everybody, you know, when people set out in separation and divorce, this is still, for whatever reason, considered the brass ring. In the old days, it used to be called custody. Today, yeah, it's called decision-making authority. But it was always considered the brass ring in the past, and I still think people view it as the Vince Lombardi trophy, and I don't know why. I mean, take it from there. Custody or decision-making authority, isn't that big a deal, is it?
Well, you know,
most?
I think it's one of those things that people used to come in, and a lot of people were just adamant. The first thing they said is, I want sole custody. And now it's, you know, you change the label. I don't know that it really changes what you're talking about very much, but now it's, you know, who's going to have decision-making authority. And I think at times people want to have some control over a situation that's just sort of spiraling for them already, right? And especially with their kids. And, you know, they're not communicating that well with their ex, and they think that, you know, that if they have the sole decision-making authority, then that's kind of the better option. But you can really get stuck on the label. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. And here's my point about that, being stuck on the label. First of all, in my view, most people that are getting into the system, and certainly people that aren't in the system, think that custody means possession of the children, that mm-hmm. it means that it's where they live. That's not what custody is. Or we shouldn't even use the word anymore, because it's not even in the system anymore. Decision-making authority mm-hmm. is just that. It's about decision-making authority. It's not about where the kid lives all the time. But people, they automatically think you've got custody or decision-making authority. Oh, the child lives with you and doesn't see the other parent. No, that's not it. Take it from there.
I think the one thing that switching the labels did is, I mean, custody, I think, has always been two things. It's how you divide up the time and who makes decisions. That's, in my eyes, that's always what custody was made up of, no matter what label you want to give it. So when they broke down the new definitions, it's exactly what they did. It's, what's the parenting schedule, which mm-hmm. was always part one of what custody meant. And the second part is who makes decisions. Because whenever you were trying to resolve those issues, you really split it into those components, right? Okay, let's deal with what the calendar, what the schedule is going to be, figure that out. And I used to tell people, don't talk to me about labels. Let's just sit down and figure out what the calendar and the schedule is going to look like.
Right.
And the second part is, how are you going to make decisions about your kids, right? And people can get really stuck on a label. And instead of doing that, you really need to take a practical look at, what decisions are you talking about? Because I've got three kids that are in their 20s now.
Yeah, yeah.
Three sons. And there aren't that many giant decisions that, at least in my life, we've ever had to make, right? So,
that's
A,
true.
You can get stuck on something that maybe isn't as going to be as at the forefront as you think it is. And if you break it down, right, you've got where you're going to live, education, health, and maybe extracurricular activity. I think those are probably the ones that you're going to deal with the most.
Yeah, they used to throw religion in there too, I think, but I think that's less of a thing these days.
Well, and if you can figure out where the child's going to live, right? And if you've figured out what the schedule is, you probably have to live within a certain radius so the kids aren't sitting in the car a whole bunch of hours a week. Okay, so that's the first thing. Is anybody moving? If not, there's probably not a huge decision there to be made.
Right.
If the school, the kids are already in a school and you both agree that that's the school they're going to stay in, or they're going to, you know, you don't want to shift them around, maybe you don't have a big decision on the forefront on that either. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So now what do you got left? You've got medical decisions. Thank God most people aren't dealing with significant issues in that front. If your kid has special needs, then maybe that's different. Maybe that's a different discussion. But quite often, you know, both parents want to be informed on that and involved if you have decisions of that magnitude. And then what do you got left? You got extracurricular activities.
Right.
Is that an issue for your kid? Are you both happy that your kid's in baseball or hockey or whatever, and that's not a really big problem? So once you break it down, don't you think it's a better discussion when you start dealing with the realities instead of, like you said, the brass ring? Oh my God, I just want to have the ultimate veto power.
Well, that's it. And I mean, that's the biggest problem with going into a litigative process, or even before you get into filing an application for litigation. It's your thinking that needs to be sorted out. You can have stinking thinking, as they say. And I didn't make that up, but I probably have to pay somebody a trademark or a copyright for that. But
yeah
I mean, if that's the attitude that you're taking, then you're already in trouble.
Yeah.
Because that attitude will just exponentially grow, and conflict will grow along with it. It's not a brass ring. It's not a prize. Your kids aren't a trophy. It's amazing the number of times people come to me and I have to say to them, look, stop thinking about it from your perspective first. Think about it from how your children view you and your ex. They don't care about the issues and dynamics that went on between you and your ex that, you know, are in the background. To you, they're mom and dad, or dad and dad, or mom and mom, whatever it is.
Yep.
That's how it is. And that's where you have to start.
Well, and I think some people, if you can kind of get above that a little bit, and, you know, there's going to be some communication issue. You split up for some reason, so there's going to be some level of distrust and some level of communication issues, usually. But if you look at in a lot of cases now, people want to have a halftime arrangement, right? It's pretty common for people to try and want a schedule where they have halftime with the kids. Okay, well, to do that, you got to live within relative proximity, because you're just going to have to make it work. If you're taking the kids to school, you don't want them in a car for 8 hours a week or whatever. So that's
it's
normal.
Down to practical issues, right?
Yeah. So once you've agreed on that, then there really isn't anything to be decided on that point. I mean, maybe you're going to say, okay, if this changes a year from now and somebody wants to move to, I don't know, Montreal, everybody's going to have to come back to the table.
Yeah.
Right? Because why at that point, that's significant of enough issue that you probably should have to sit down and have a discussion about it.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, most people are able to do that. For the ones that aren't, man, it can get messy really, really quickly. Messy, expensive, time consuming, stressful, you name it.
And that's probably one of the most difficult ones that you come across, is when somebody wants to relocate. Those are really tough ones to try and figure that out, because it's sort of an all or nothing proposition. But a lot of the other issues, and I don't know that you see it that often, but a lot of the other issues, when you really sit down with a pen and paper, or sit down with your computer and think, okay, what decisions am I actually going to have to make for this kid in the next year or the next 2 years?
Right.
And maybe there aren't any.
Right. And for those people listening who always they listen to primarily the advice of their barista or their hairdresser, nothing against baristas and hairdressers, that's for sure, but not the best people, or even your own siblings or your own parents, for that matter, not the best people to be sort of seeking advice from in matters that are this deeply personal and related to your ex. But for those that think, decision-making authority is the way to sort of punish the other parent for their misdeeds that you perceive you were a victim of, again, change your way of thinking, because certainly if it gets into a court, the judge doesn't care what you did. I mean, there are some exceptions to that, which you'll go over, but by and large, they don't care. They don't care how many times you came in late at night after being out with the boys. They don't really care who you slept with and that kind of thing. All of that stuff within the marriage, whatever. It just doesn't matter at that point. But
you just got to be really careful about yeah, that kind of mudslinging. And it's always that way, I think, whether you're in court or not, because unless it's absolutely relevant to a point, it's just the worst in family law, right? It's just people thinking that I'm just going to take every horrible thing somebody's done and I'm going to try and make an issue out of it.
Yeah, magnify it, mm-hmm. exaggerate it at least, or flat out lie.
Well, and then I think the issue is, you know, what kind of a parent are they? I mean, how do they look after your kids? I mean, what kind of a relationship do they have with your kids? And when your kids are going to be with them, are they going to be able to provide it like a loving, stable environment when the kids are with them? That's the point. That's the point.
Yeah. And that's what the court will consider more than anything.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it should be.
Yeah. So there you go. You know, decisions. The idea of decision-making authority, or what they used to call custody back in the day, a lot of that can be resolved if you just try to change. Well, not try to change your thinking
and sit down and make a list of what decisions are you talking about. Right? Don't get stuck on a label,
right?
Because the labels can mean a whole bunch of different things. What decisions are you actually worried about? What decisions do you think are coming up in the next year, the next 2 years? What do you see has to be decided? And I bet you it'll surprise you.
And we're not talking about whether or not to serve the kid broccoli because the kid doesn't like broccoli or green peas or whatever, because your time, I guarantee you, in any, you know, endorsed agreement by a judge, when you have the kids in your parenting time, you call the shots with the dinners and all of that. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about
that's
always, that.
That's a whole other podcast, that one is. I think that it can be difficult for people to, they have an idea of what the parenting schedule should be and what the meals should be and how everything should work. And,
all of it.
Well, and there's so many cases where people parent differently, right? They just do. It's not wrong. It's in a lot of cases.
It's just different. Yeah. And accept that.
Yeah.
We will do another podcast on that. That's a great idea. But for now, I should let everybody know that the purpose of Divorce Solutions is to just have a basic generalized conversation about some of the things that float around in our thought processes around separation and divorce. And your situation, your separation is unique. So make sure you're getting your own legal advice. This is not legal advice. This is not accounting advice, not therapeutic advice. Make sure you talk to your own professionals about your situation specifically. And Tracy, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to make contact?
It's Miller Law and Mediation. And if you want to email me, it's tracy@miller-law.ca. And look at that, Jamie, not like last time. I remembered the email.
I didn't screw it up. You did it. You're not as senile as you think you are.
I'll forget you said that.
I think you should. I feel some litigation coming on here, baby. You don't want to take on a lawyer. You can reach me to jwest@divorcecom.ca. And by all means, send us your feedback. If you would like us to cover something on the podcast, we'd be happy to do that. And if you want to let us know how we're doing, that's fine as well. Tracy, thanks for this, and we'll look forward to the next episode. Take care.
Talk to you again. Bye.